This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Ty Young. He's the CEO of Ty J. Young Incorporated, a leading wealth management company. With all the down news on Wall Street, with the Dow dipping below 10,000 on Wednesday, back-to-back days of horrific news in the housing industry, and now even the likes of Morgan Stanley suggesting that the government will end up defaulting on its bonds, just how dismal is our economy? Is this just a major bump in the road, or could we be heading towards a double dip in the recession, or even worse? And Ty, thanks so much for being with us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, all this news seems to be coming in a relatively short period of time here. How are you processing all this and explaining this to your clients? Is this the time to hunker down, or is this just a brief storm here financially?
No, I'm absolutely telling my clients to get your money into a protected place, and we're a place where you can get a reasonable rate of return. We're spending money as a country like drunken sailors, and we've just passed a reform bill that essentially causes more regulation and more taxes. And the fact is, there's never been an economy in the history of the world that's recovered, much less thrived, as a result of more taxes and more regulation. And as a result of that, again, I'm recommending my clients get their money into a protected place where they can receive a reasonable rate of return until the next 1982 gets here and we have a big bull market again.
Let's talk a little bit more about what you see as dangerous in this reform bill. I assume you're talking about the Wall Street reform bill passed a number of weeks ago. What in there
right.
specifically is of great concern to you, and do you think that and its contents are potentially what's impacting what we're seeing right now?
I absolutely think that, at least in part. And if you look at just, I've never seen a bill affect Wall Street that quickly. As soon as the bill was passed, right after that, Ford Motor Company, they went to do a bond offering, and the ratings companies wouldn't go on the bond offering as a result of new legislation because of the liability they would have. And then the dark of night, the SEC changed the rules and said you don't have to have the ratings companies on the bonds anymore. So Ford Motor Company went forward with the bond offering without the benefit of the ratings companies on the bond offering, so consumers didn't know the ratings of the bonds. That's a negative effect right there. So we're in a situation right now where things are uncertain. And I've heard business leaders, Steve Wynn, the guy that builds hotels, and he has one in Las Vegas. He's also building one right now, currently, I'm told, in China. And he says it's easier to deal with the Chinese government because at least you know what you're dealing with. Here, it's so uncertain, it's hard to do business at all.
In terms of the government bonds, you mentioned how Ford went through a whole bunch of hoops and problems with its bond offering not that long ago. With this estimation now from Morgan Stanley that the government will be defaulting, how likely do you think that is, and what impact will that have on the rest of us?
Well, I don't think it's very likely that the government defaults on the bonds. I think it's much more likely that we monetize the debt, and meaning that means we just continue to spend and borrow more money. That causes hyperinflation. That's what I think is far more likely. So again, I'm recommending to our clients here that they get their money in a protected place with a reasonable rate of return, with a mechanism to keep up with inflation. Very, very important to have that right here.
How soon do you think that hyperinflation could afflict us?
Well, we're pretty stagnant right now in terms of inflation, but I think if we continue to spend money at the rate that we're spending money, and we continue to force legislation down the throats of the American people, I think that we could have inflation within 12 months.
And you mentioned a protected place with a reasonable rate of return.
I did.
What do you mean by that?
Well, there's three places essentially you can have your money protected against losses: FDIC insurance, Treasury bonds, third guaranteed insurance contract. The one that my clients like the best is a guaranteed insurance contract called an index annuity. When the stock market goes up, you go up with it. Your gains are locked in. When the stock market goes down, you don't lose anything. And there's an option in there where you can take the prevailing interest rate. Well, in 1982, that was paying roughly 18% when inflation was so high, so you can use that to guard against a big inflation.
Well, you mentioned obviously the inflation threat here, and perhaps within 12 months we could be looking at a serious increase in inflation. Right now, of course, the interest rates are basically at nothing, and oftentimes the Fed will raise those to ward off against inflation, but of course they want to keep them low because the economy is stagnant. So what are you anticipating with respect to interest rates?
Well, I would anticipate that they're going to keep interest rates low to try to stimulate the economy in the short term, but it takes more than just keeping interest rates low. It's very, very clear historically what causes the economy to grow. It's tax cuts. JFK cut taxes. He's a Democrat. It's okay for a Democrat to cut taxes, and as soon as he did, tax revenue went up, the economy grew, and jobs were created, and the national debt went down. Reagan cut taxes, the economy grew, tax revenue grew, and jobs were created. Bush cut taxes, the economy grew, unemployment went down, and tax revenue went up. We know exactly what works to grow the economy. We're just not doing it right now.
Ty, very interesting. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Ty Young is CEO of Ty J. Young Incorporated, a leading wealth management company. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.